The existing comprehensive plan was created in the year 2000.
It has not been updated in a lot of years.
That's borough manager Steve Giesbrecht. He was presenting the idea of a comprehensive plan to the borough assembly last week.
To do this properly involves a tremendous number of public meetings, getting people's input, as well as evaluation of our existing comprehensive plan.
The old plan did not take into account new borough boundaries. It also didn't have a harbor development plan, something the borough manager wants to be a priority this time.
One of the big negatives of our existing comprehensive plan is, for whatever reason, it didn't address the harbor, which is our main economic driver. And the comp plan really didn't go into, in my opinion, enough depth.
The timeline is still rough. They'd like to start the process in the fall and wrap it up next spring. To do that, they'd put the project out to bid this month. Right now, borough officials are finalizing the details of exactly what they want to get out of the plan.
Very important process. It's the very early stages, and it starts with making sure this document is asking for the right things.
Some of the questions to be answered would involve what the infrastructure needs are now and what they will be in the future. Giesbrecht says harbor land use is a main part of that.
Does the borough, and I mean this in a very broad sense, want to set aside land and say this is for commercial marine activity? Sounds really simple. Sure we do. Now do you want to enforce it? Meaning, when somebody opens up a donut shop in a piece of property that the assembly and the P&Z board has set aside as marine development, are you going to say, no, you can't open up, even though the property might have been vacant for 10 years? See what I mean? It becomes some very, very tough questions, and we want to understand not only what they recommend and what the community wants, but are we willing to enforce these things down the road? It's a big part of it.
It's a good way to judge if a majority of the people want something.
Leo Luzak is the borough's community development director. He told the Planning and Zoning Commission that the plan will include surveys and polls and lots of public meetings.
When we did the last one, we had this room packed on a Saturday for about seven, eight hours, as I remember, and they even carried it on the radio, so there are a number of meetings. That's a great process.
The exact price tag of the comprehensive plan is unknown, but they're guessing it will cost between $130,000 and $150,000. It will be paid for by the Borough Transition Funds, which is $600,000 worth of state grant money. Ideas for what the plan could do are already circulating. Resident Polly Lee asked the Planning and Zoning Commission to look into establishing a historic preservation commission. The specific areas she's concerned about are Hammer Slough and Singley Alley. While she seeks preservation, she wants the process to be done carefully so there aren't too many restrictions for landowners.
It isn't like we're going for some national or state standard. We're going for a local, something that suits our community, and hopefully it would be written by people who are well-balanced.
Lee said a historical preservation commission, like the comprehensive plan itself, would take a lot of community involvement. The borough would like to have proposals due May 28th and award the project by June 16th. Borough Assembly members also asked to have the scope of the proposed plan on the borough website as another way for the public to weigh in. In Petersburg, I'm Angela Denning.